Hollywood presents... The new National Guard show. Yes, from the cinema capital of the world, we present the new National Guard show. Here now is your producer, C.P. McGregor.
Thank you, Wendell Niles. We welcome you, ladies and gentlemen, to the new National Guard show, a series of new and brilliant dramatic radio productions designed for your enjoyment and starring the foremost names of motion pictures. The National Guard, our great citizen army, brings you Anne Blythe in a story titled Banner Line and Variety. And now the curtain rises on Act One of Banner Line and Variety, starring Anne Blythe as Julie. It wasn't much of a story, just a four-line item from last week's Variety. I believe the banner line went something like this. Duo from Broad doing Pick Town, which may be translated to mean stars of Broadway hit play are visiting Hollywood. A name in the article caught my eye. Stevens, Mr. and Mrs. Stevens. And then I remembered. How long ago had it been? 6 or 7 years, probably, at Simon's department store.
Going up, please. Top floor, credit offices, toys, personnel department.
Oh, Miss Martin? Miss Martin?
Yes, Mr. Beasley.
I should like to see you in my office. Miss Clark will take your car. Follow me, please.
Yes, sir.
Be seated, please.
Thank you.
Now, Miss Martin, as personnel director of this department store, my job is to select a brave and willing crew and steer a straight course for Simons Incorporated. You might even liken me to an admiral of a ship.
Yes, Mr. Beasley.
And that brings us to your case. Miss Martin, you have been guilty of mutiny.
Aye, sir.
This report was brought to my attention only this morning. Last Tuesday, you were observed checking in 7 1/2 minutes late. Thursday, you were observed checking out 19 3/4 minutes early. A total of 27 1/4 minutes in all. Now, what have you got to say for yourself, Miss Martin?
Well, it's like this, Mr. Beasley. I'm taking a course in acting and
Acting?
Uh-huh. I've been going to drama school for 3 months now, and next week I'm playing the lead in Cyrano de Bergerac. And that's really the reason I'm late mornings. You see, we've been rehearsing nights, and sometimes I just oversleep.
Miss Martin, the stage is for accomplished performers, not elevator girls. While aboard our vessel, you will deal in realities. We have no time here for idle dreams.
But, Mr.
Consider this a warning. A future occurrence will result in immediate dismissal. And now, Miss Martin, return to your watch.
Aye, sir. I mean, yes, Mr. Beasley.
And then it was time to go home. Julie walked down Fountain Avenue, past the little side street theater. The poster caught her attention. Cyrano de Bergerac. This was the same play they were staging at the drama school. Julie said a few lines softly to herself.
Cyrano, the letters, they were yours. And I have loved but one man.
Fear not for me, my Roxanne. I carry now a white plume of courage. Then he dies, poor guy.
Yes, I always think it's so sad that... Who are you?
Bill, who are you?
Julie.
Well, hiya.
Hello.
Say, that reading of yours wasn't bad. You an actress?
Well, I...
Oh, don't try to be modest. It's written all over you.
You're in the theater?
Well, in a way. I write plays.
Oh, that must be wonderful work.
Oh, it's hard work. It's taken me 6 months to finish my latest.
What's your play called?
Reaching for Fame. It's about a writer who wants to better himself. I figure on opening in Broadway this fall. I'm waiting now for word from my agent in New York. You doing a play here in town?
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, I'm doing the lead in this same play.
Say, I've got an idea. Maybe you'd like to read my play, would you?
Well, yes, but...
We could meet someplace, maybe tomorrow night.
But, well, I really...
I know what you're thinking. You're thinking you don't know me.
Yes.
Oh, but you do. I've already told you, I'm Bill, you're Julie. We're both in the same business, and what's wrong with that?
Well, nothing that I can think of offhand, but it's...
So I'll meet you right here in front of the theater, same time tomorrow night. I'll bring my play, okay?
Well, okay. I'd better be going now.
Oh, sure. Oh, I'd walk you home, but I'm waiting here for a friend. See you tomorrow, huh?
All right.
Don't forget.
No, I won't forget.
Bill. Bye. Bill, I'm sorry I'm late.
Oh, don't be sorry, Steve. Gee, I met an actress. Right here, I met a beautiful actress, and her name is Julie.
So?
She's going to read my play. I told her I was a playwright, and that she...
Oh, now, what do you want to go and say things like that for? Sometimes, Bill, I think you're just a chronic liar.
Well, I will be a playwright, Steve, just as soon as my agent sells it. Meanwhile, maybe she can help me. You know, introduce me to the right people, that sort of thing.
More of those dreams of yours. Aren't you ever going to face reality?
Well, gosh, Steve, I certainly couldn't tell her I'm just a stock clerk at Simon's department store.
The curtain falls on Act One of Banner Line in Variety, starring Anne Blythe. Act Two in just a moment, but first, this message from our announcer.
Young men, if you are 17 to 34 years of age, you may be able to become a member of the first team for defense in the new National Guard. Today, the National Guard is offering new and increased opportunities for ambitious young men with an eye to the future. You'll earn extra pay, sharpen up old skills, learn new ones, and what's more, you'll qualify for retirement pay. At the close of this show, your local announcer will give you the facts on where you can apply for membership in your community. And now, get in the Guard and get ahead. Now back to our show.
The curtain rises on Act Two of Banner Line and Variety, starring Anne Blythe. Well, the two adjourned to a nearby lunch counter and read Bill's play. It was almost midnight when they left the restaurant. Suddenly it occurred to Julie that it wouldn't do for Bill to see where she lived, a successful actress, as he imagined her to be, at Mrs. Murphy's boarding house.
Bill?
Mm-hmm?
I believe you'd better leave me here. I can get home all right.
Leave you? What are you talking about?
Well, I've...
Hey, you're not married.
Oh, no, no, of course not.
Well, I thought maybe you might have a husband waiting for you.
Bill, I enjoyed reading your play tonight.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it.
I'm sure it'll be a big success. It's real and honest and... Bill, I hate lies.
What?
There's something I have to tell you. You see, I'm not what... Bill, we shouldn't see each other anymore.
But, Julie, I...
Don't ask me any questions, Bill. I'm afraid you won't get an honest answer. Goodbye.
Julie, wait!
Mr. Wilson Carney. He saw our play tonight.
Oh, how do you do?
Very well, thank you.
Mr. Carney's connected with the Schuberts. He's here on the coast to scout new talent.
Oh, really? Did you like the play, Mr. Carney?
I've seen Cyrano a few hundred times, my dear.
Oh.
Do you mind if I'm quite frank?
Why, no, not at all.
Miss Martin, acting is more or less of a study. It takes a lot of hard work.
I know, and I'm willing to work hard.
Well, more than that, one must have the spark. No spark, no performance.
You're trying to tell me I'm no good?
No, I'm trying to save you a lot of future disappointment. There are other fields, my dear.
I know, Mr. Carney. One could even run an elevator, I suppose, if they had to.
Four dozen pressure cookers. Hey, Bill, where you been? A letter came for you this morning. Here.
Thanks. Hey, Steve, it's from New York. My agent.
Well, open it.
Dear Mr. Stevens, in regard to your manuscript, Reaching for Fame, which we are returning under separate cover.
Well, come on, what's it say?
Write a comedy, something like Life with Father. Oh, that's it, Steve.
Too bad, Bill. I'll get it.
The stock room. Oh, yes, Mr. Beasley. Yes, he's here. Yes, sir.
Guess he's been checking the time clock again. The Admiral wants to see you. He's waiting on the bridge.
You want to see me, Mr. Beasley?
Yes. Mr. Stevens, as personnel director of this department store, my job is to select a brave and willing crew and steer a straight course for Simons Incorporated. pardon me. Beasley speaking. Yes? Yes?
Hey. Oh. Oh, yes, Mr. Simon. Yes, right away, Mr. Simon. Well, goodbye, Mr. Simon. Stevens.
Yes, sir.
We'll discuss this matter another time. Mr. Simons is paying a visit to the store this morning.
Oh.
He'll be piped aboard within the hour.
Now, take this chinaware to the third floor, have it put on display. And hurry, man! All decks must be cleared for action.
Aye, aye, sir.
Yes, sir.
Where are you going?
To the freight elevator,
no,
sir.
No, take the passenger car. It's quicker.
Going down, please.
Hold it.
Going down. Bill.
Julie.
Oh, my chinaware.
You lied to me.
I lied to you.
You said you were an actress.
And you said you were a playwright.
Oh, what will Mr. Simon say?
Will you shut up?
What was that?
Julie, why did you...
Stevens, you're discharged. No, better yet, you're both discharged.
Oh, no, we're not. We quit. And just to make it legal, here's my resignation.
You! I've been torpedoed.
Hang the torpedo. Full speed ahead, Julie.
Bill. What are you going to do now?
What am I going to do now? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to write. I'm going to write myself dizzy. They want comedies, huh? Well, I'll give them comedies. I'll give them so many comedies, they'll have to buy one in self-defense. I'm going to pack up and head for New York.
Bill.
Hey, I got an idea right now. There's a guy who works in the stockroom, see?
Bill.
And a girl who runs the elevator.
Bill.
And they meet one night, and
Bill?
They meet...
Bill?
Huh? Hmm?
Can I go with you?
Julie...
Main floor. Going out, please.
Oh, no, honey. From here on in, we're going up.
But wait. That's not quite the end of the story. I didn't get a chance to read that article I noticed in Variety last week. Listen. Mr. and Mrs. William Stevens are paying a visit to Hollywood after an absence of 7 years. Mrs. Stevens, better known to theatergoers as Julie Martin, takes a 2-week time out from the leading role of Love's Over, the current Broadway laugh hit authored by her husband. The couple expect to return to New York next week via the Super Chief. The curtain falls on Act Two of Banner Line and Variety, starring Anne Blythe. Thank you, Anne, for your appearance here with us on this performance, and our sincere congratulations on a superb portrayal. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, our Citizens Army, the National Guard, presents Edward G. Robinson in a story you won't want to miss titled The Prisoner's Escort. Be sure to join us, won't you? Until then... Thanks for listening, and cheerio from Hollywood.
Our star appeared for the courtesy of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee, which arranges for the appearance of all stars in this program. This program is transcribed in Hollywood for release at this time. This is Wendell Niles saying so long and turning the program over to your local announcer who will tell you where you can get the full details about your local unit of the National Guard.